All right. Kartik Kumar from Bangalore is quoting Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 45, Text 5, spoken by Krishna. Sarvartha sambhavo deho janita janita poshito yataha natayor yati nirveshang pitro mata shatayusha. Translation: with one's body one can acquire all goals of life, and it is one's parents who give the body birth and sustenance. Therefore no mortal man can repay his debt to his parents even if he serves them for a full lifetime of 100 years. Questions. 1. Why does Krishna say here that one cannot repay his debt to his parents even if he serves them for a full lifetime of 100 years, when in Bhagavatam, Canto 11, Chapter 5, Text 4, Narad Muni says to Vasudev, one who has taken shelter of Krishna's lotus feet is not indebted to demigods, great sages, ordinary living beings, relatives, friends, mankind's, or even one's forefathers who have passed away. So how are we to understand this statement, and how should we take this comment on, yeah. So there's that verse which Srila Prabhupada quotes 3 times, I believe, in Bhagavad Gita as it is. Because Arjuna's whole proposition was not to go against the family. So Devarshir Bhutapta Nirnang Pitrinam Nakinkaro Nayam Reni Charajan Sarvatna Nayasharanang Sharanyam Kato Mukundam Parihritya Karatum. One who has taken full shelter of Mukunda is not a debtor, as every other human is, to the demigods, to the rishis, to one's family members, to human beings in general, or to other living beings. So this appears to be contradictory, because Krishna says you can't repay your debt to your parents even if you serve them for a full lifetime of 100 years. But then Krishna says if you take full shelter of me, then you're not indebted. Well, it's one statement is qualified by another. This is common. That one, a general truth, there are exceptions. Sri Lankans are good people. Okay, we can accept that as a general proposition. There must be some. Well, this one, he's not a good person. Some of them are not good. Or so it's a general case, but it's quite the normally. Actually, one can repay. One repays the debts to the parents by having children. That's the understanding. And by pitris to the, so the children they will offer pinda to the pitris. So one repays one. What is the debt to the parent? That you were given a body by them. So you can't exactly repay, but you create more bodies. So there is a way to repay, but the mood of this is that what you have given is so valuable that we feel we can't repay. You shouldn't think, okay, now I repaid my parents and then okay, leave them alone, forget them. That's the idea. Gratefulness should be there. Because, yes, sarvartha sambhavo deha, everything that we want to do, that can be done through the body. If you don't have a body, you can't do anything. If you're a ghost, for instance, or if you're born in a sub-human body, then one cannot achieve the goal of life. So therefore the human life is very valuable. But if we fully dedicate to Krishna, then we become free from the ordinary method of repaying the debt to the parents, because we actually benefit not only the parents, but even previous generations and forthcoming generations. Krishna delivers them all. So therefore one is not a debtor if one fully takes shelter of Krishna, because Krishna takes care of all the parents and everyone else. So the general case is that one cannot repay the debt to the parents. And of course that's very much part of Indian culture, especially in North India, the very well known this story. What's his name? Sampat Kumar, what is it? Shravan Kumar. It's a very common picture to see him carrying on his shoulder the father and mother. So, question number two, is this comment applicable to only a Krishna conscious father and mother or a materialistic father and mother also? Well, in one sense, it's more applicable to a materialistic father and mother, inasmuch as by Krishna consciousness you repay the debt. Of course, you shouldn't think that, well, it doesn't matter about my parents. A child in Krishna consciousness should not be neglectful of parents, but may also, if one is fully engaged in preaching Krishna consciousness, then you may not marry and look after the parents in old age, but it should be seen that someone looks after them, some arrangement is made, something is done. In Krishna consciousness, we shouldn't take it as an excuse to neglect our parents.